I thought, you know, the one run on third down was a exceptional run that he had, and he didn't show any ill effects of the injury, and it was good to see him get back out there and competing.
It's head coach Dennis Allen talking about the tremendous physical play of Darius Heyward Bey last Sunday in Atlanta. Welcome back to the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT. Injuries, they're a part of the NFL. And when Darius Heyward Bey got knocked out against the Pittsburgh Steelers, it's a reality he won't allow to hold him back.
It was a frightening collision in the fourth quarter of the Week 3 matchup against Pittsburgh that ended with Raiders wide receiver Darius Heyward Bey motionless on the field.
I remember motioning down and then looking up for the ball, and then from there it's just all black.
Players, staff, and a sold-out crowd held their breath as Heyward Bey left the end zone on a stretcher until he gave a sign of hope he was okay.
The thumbs up from Darius Heyward Bey.
There's a good sign, finally.
It was a scary situation, and we're blessed and we're fortunate that he's going to be fine. We're looking forward to getting him back.
Despite sustaining a concussion and neck injury, number 85 wouldn't keep fans, teammates, and coaches waiting for long.
Oakland wide receiver Darius Heyward Bey returns to the field today in Atlanta.
Dropping his shoulder and the helmet here.
That's what you have to do, though. You know, honestly, you're going to get hit. It's a violent game. You're coming off the concussion. If you play scared or you play different, that's usually when you get hurt again.
Darius is one of those guys. He's a tough guy, man, so he wants to come play football.
I don't want it to affect me on the field. I start second-guessing, like, well, what happened when I got hit? Or it might happen again. I don't think I'll be able to play football the way I want to.
The veteran put fear aside to exemplify the dedication he is known for.
Very smart football player. Very smart. Works really hard at it. He's always on the jugs machine catching balls. He's always asking questions. Just obviously a physically gifted player, but also just a complete football player.
Since his rookie season in 2009, he has consistently improved his numbers, leading the Silver and Black with nearly 1,000 receiving yards in 2011.
Quick throw out left, catch Heyward Bey, break a tackle, and you're gone. He broke it. Touchdown, Raiders!
Gonna heave one down the left sideline for Heyward Bey in a double coverage. It is caught by Heyward Bey.
That ball was in the air about 60 yards.
I've gotten better every year. There's always room for improvement. I'm never satisfied.
The receiver's eagerness to build on his game is a testimony of his courage and especially of his commitment to excellence.
Being the guy that the wideouts and now the offensive players, everybody as a whole, kind of look at to make plays. This is my job. I love to do it. And it's important to me to try to get better. And that's what I'm going to continue to do.
Being around Darius Heyward Bey the last couple of seasons, I can attest that he has grown as a football player, and I think the Raider Nation has also seen this. When we come back, we'll introduce you to DHB's position coach, Ted Gilmore, when we continue on the Raiders Report.